Imagine a world when what we do here in this room doesn't just stay in this room, but goes out there and transforms and changes. Imagine a simple meditation where we hold love, the vibration of love, and suddenly there's a singer sharing love. Suddenly there's a signer sharing love, and there's a guest who is the epitome of love sitting on the stage. We brought her up here early. I'm going to do a little bit of a talk, a short talk, but I want to use that talk to introduce Love's Presence, known as Shirley Grant, to you today. I want to just say that Shirley first came to this church, and one of the things that we're working on is becoming a more welcoming presence. And she came with a walker and sat down. And we shared later. She said, nobody said hi to me. Nobody came to me. And when I prayed about this series that we're doing today for the last 5 weeks and next week as well, I said, who needs to be heard? Who needs to be seen in our environment? And without hesitation, God placed in my heart, Shirley Grant needs to be known here. And we need to correct the energy perhaps that she got when she first came to Unity North. Today is the fifth in our series about this power of story to heal and to transform. How many of you have heard the stories that have been shared over the last 3 or 4 weeks? Have they been moving? Yes, they've been moving, they've been empowering, they have been uplifting, they have been healing. They are stories of overcoming, stories of authentic living and authentic being, stories of perseverance and fortitude. Today is a story of service at its highest vibration, at its highest level. You know, there are those among us who have a fire in their belly and a passion to serve, refusing to take no for an answer when compassion has called and tugged upon their heart to make the world a better place. To take the songs like Imagine and don't just sing songs and then forget about them, but to take the lyrics and take the energy of the lyrics and to live them, to be them, to share them. That's one of the missions of Unity North. It's the fifth unity principle. The truth that I know is the truth that I demonstrate. The peace, the heaven on earth that we imagine and we pray about and meditate about is the heaven and the peace that we put into implementation through our bodies, through our hands, through our actions. There are those who are in this world who cannot and will not be stopped by locked doors, by closed systems, by closed minds or hardened hearts. When they hear the words, I can't, it can't be done, they answer with, watch me. Here in the South, you say, hold my beer. When they hear it can't be done, they say, watch me. I want Unity North to be in the company of such heroes. I want each of us to be in the company of such courageous people. Those who climb over obstacles, who go around the barricades and dig under the walls because nothing can keep them from showing up as the light that they were created in and after. Nothing can stop them from being the Christ, the Buddha, the Atman, the Tao. I don't care what you call it, but they live it and they are living it at the highest level, fulfilling the purpose for which they were born, fulfilling the purpose for which they were created. And I asked myself the question today, can I be like them? Can I be like them? I certainly hope I can. I got a long way to go, baby, but each step I want to be a little bit more like these people. You know, how can I serve today? Sweet Spirit is more than a song. Who needs my love today is much more than a song or an idea. It is a call to action. And I think about when we always bring our chaplains into service, we sing that song that makes you all cry. Some people are singing that song all the time. Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, where you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I want to be in the ranks of people that understand that service is the highest form of prayer. Yes? You can pray blue in the face alone, but when you get into service, that's the highest form of prayer. That service is the highest form of worship. Service is the highest form of communion. Let's say that together. Service is the highest form of prayer, the highest form of worship, the highest form of communion. We can do 1,000 things on this platform, at this podium, this altar, in this room. We can sing 1,000 songs, but a talk is cheap. The fifth unity principle says take it out the doors and make a difference to the people who have forgotten, the people who are hurting, the people who need your voice, your hands, and your heart. These servants never ask the cost of giving. Shirley Grant is an example of. She never asked the cost on her family or on her body or on her own world. They don't wait until it is convenient. I'll get to that next week. I'll help out next month. They don't ask the question, do I have enough time? Do I have enough strength? Do I have enough resources? Do I have enough energy? They see the need and they answer the call, period. They see a need and they answer the call. Those who simply give, not because service is what they do, but service is who they are. Union and oneness is who they are. People like Dr. Martin Luther King, who prayed this prayer, is being prayed by people today. I invite you to say this with me with a passionate voice. Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself. Our guest today is one of those people that doesn't just pray the words, but lives them. You know, I often say from this platform, let's stop flapping our gums about the Christ, and let's start being the Christ. Let's quit arguing and debating and talking about the Christ, and let's start being the Christ. Ours is to live like the Good Samaritan that crossed the road, crossed the street to heal the divide. Why did the chicken cross the road? Maybe to heal a divide. I don't know. But the Good Samaritan went across the aisle, if you will, that said, let's have peace. Let's not just imagine it in a song, but let's imagine peace across an aisle. A belief system, an obstacle. Ours is to be like Clara Barton. Anybody know the name Clara Barton? The founder of the Red Cross, an organization that surely for the last 30, 40 years has waved the banner of and never wavered in her commitment to Clara Barton's work. The lady who rushed into battlefields that other people had left. It was too dangerous. It was too difficult. Clara Barton rushed in. I want to be among her ranks. I want to be among the ranks of Mother Teresa, who took all the throwaway people and said, they are not on my watch being thrown away. On my watch, love is love is love is love. We are called to follow their example, and we're called to follow the example of the lady. She'll get to speak. I promised her. I'll give her a mic. But there are so many details to this woman's life that I did not want to miss one of them. When the world says it's too hard, let us answer, love will find a way. When the door is closed, let us be among those who knock again and again and again and do not accept no for an answer. The master teacher Jesus has a bunch of quotes I'm going to use today. Let's read the first one. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. He didn't say knock once and give up. He didn't say knock twice and give up. Keep knocking. Up to the midnight hour, keep asking, keep moving, keep pursuing, keep being present to the call of your heart. And know that love will find a way and make a way out of no way. When the path is blocked, let us be among the people that cut a new trail. When the answer is no, let us lean on the power of Spirit and declare the second line together. With God, all things are possible. What you cannot do of yourself humanly, there isn't the strength, the time, the resources, or the energy. But from the level of the Spirit, all things are possible. Yes? You know, a phrase I've given to many people who've been in my office dealing with difficulties or needing something, needing to achieve something or get something or be something. It was given to me at one point, and it's allowed me to live the life I live today. And that phrase is, get me to the person who believes this is possible. Get me to the person who believes this is possible. And that journey first begins the person within me. Get me to the person within my own heart and soul that believes that something beautiful can happen here. Something good can happen here. And then when you meet that place, then you're a magnet. You're magnetizing to you the person around you who can make it happen. And who is that person? Well, for many, many, many people, it has been Shirley Grant. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, the third quote, "The greatest among you will be your servant." I'm not bragging for the sake of bragging. I'm just speaking the truth. We are in the presence of royalty, and we missed her. We missed her because it was easy to walk by her. We are in the presence of ministry at its finest, of royalty. How often do we give up at the first obstacle? Someone says, "That's not possible." Oh, well, okay. We shrink back. A system says, "That's not allowed. We don't do that around here." And we make a U-turn and we turn away. Shirley doesn't turn away. A voice in our mind whispers, "Who are you? Who are you to try and make this difference?" And then we stop. But the Spirit within us is greater than any wall, than any obstacle, than any no. The last quote together, "Greater is he that is within me than he who is in the world." Breathe that in. The Christ within us, when we find it, refuses to quit. Makes a way out of no way. It is relentless in the pursuit of love. So yes, we say our beautiful meditations, sing our beautiful songs, but if it stops there, you've wasted the energy of love. It's been said that the only Bible that some people will ever read will be your life. That's just another fancy way to say actions speak louder than words. Or as St. Francis put it, not quite so eloquent, said, "Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words." I love that statement. Some of us preach with words, others preach with being and presence. The good news or the gospel of our lives is the loudest sermon, a life that says, "How can I serve today?" I'm going to sit down now, and I want to introduce you more formally to the lady to my left. This is the story. This is the sermon. This is the Christ of Shirley Grant. Shirley Grant has received a Clara Barton Honor Award for her extensive work in the American Red Cross, where she managed over 100 volunteers at a time in a charter in the backwoods of Virginia where the Red Cross says, "You can't do it. You can't do it. There's not enough people there." And pardon my French, she said, "The hell I can't." She received an NAACP award for not accepting the no of racism when there was no vision or no money to help the African American population in Virginia. She set up the first blood drive for those who were dealing with sickle cell anemia. And the white leadership said, "There's no need for that." But that's not all. Shirley noticed in Virginia the amount of drownings that were happening within the African-American community along the coast in Virginia. And she said, "We need to teach people to swim." The death rate from drowning was tremendous at the time she saw the numbers. And she went to the Red Cross. "There's no money. There's no energy. There's no vision." She said, "Get out of my way. I want you to know that there's a swim program still operating in the state of Virginia, started, founded for the black people of Virginia by Shirley Grant." But wait, there's more. Shirley received accolades from the VFW for her support of the forgotten veterans, accommodations from the state of Virginia, the YMCA, the Cancer Society, the Kiwanis Club, the Lions Club, and the Moose Lodge for her endless service and her ability to not take no for an answer. These awards were all wonderful, but this lady sitting to my left, it was never why she did the work that she did it. She is the first one to say, "Look at my volunteers. Look at my team." She wanted them to get the recognition and not her. She ran as many as 48 church blood drives, having to convince stubborn ministers that they needed to do a blood drive. And if you think it's easy to convince a stubborn minister, make an appointment for me this week. She taught CPR, first aid, and had blood drives in 48 different churches. She cared for the unhoused, for those that were discarded. And she says, everybody deserves love. And she reached across all kinds of boundaries, just as the master teacher did. She never asked about your race, your color, your religious affiliation. She didn't ask about sexual orientation or political party. In our pre-interview for today, she said, need is need is need is need. And when racism put its face up there, homophobia put its face up there, she said, get out of my way. Get out of my way. Love is love and need is need. And programs exist today as a result of her tenacity, her courage, and her strength. That is the Christ taken out of the pages of a book and put into the pages of a life, fully and well lived. A Bible everyone can read. Shirley was the first one to show up. And she did not accept no for an answer. She was deployed all over the country by the Red Cross. In fact, she was on speed dial in the state of Virginia. In the state of Virginia, they had three numbers on speed dial: the fire department, the police department, and Shirley Grant. She beat FEMA to the ground every single time. She was the first one to show up after floods, fires, tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, and she helped people get back on their feet. And she set up on her own and ran shelters with her volunteer for people that were down. But she didn't stop there. She says, we have to take care of the animals. We have to take care of the pets. And the Red Cross said, that's not what we do. Guess what Shirley said? That's what I do. Get out of my way. Her whole life, Shirley has demonstrated compassion at the highest level, a level that I can only dream of attaining. Never closed the door to her office. She worked 24/7, 365, and she never closed the door to her heart. And I want you to know that she did all of this without 1 cent of pay. She was never paid for the work that she devoted her life to. She was always happy to be in the background in her desire to help, to serve, and to care. And I thought about that, and this quote by Harry Truman came to mind. And let's go ahead and put the quote up there and let's read it together. It is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit. She doesn't care who gets the credit, but today I'm giving her credit. To look at Shirley, you wouldn't think she's a fighter. You wouldn't think that. You might just walk past her sitting in a chair next to you. But at times she had to fight the government of the United States and the government of Virginia because there was no funding. She had to fight a lot of the leadership in the Red Cross because there was no money and there was no vision. She had the vision, and the money showed up as a result of her heart. She had to fight church leadership where there was no vision. She had to fight the ignorance of racism, of individuals who were blind, and the status quo of limitation. She won every single round. I was thinking about one of my heroes, Muhammad Ali, and I thought, I need to say it about this lady. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, the face of the Red Cross, known as Shirley. Go ahead and make some noise for that. The whole time, Shirley was dealing with her own health concerns. Her husband, her beloved husband, was dealing with the effects of Parkinson's that eventually took his life. She didn't pause one iota of taking care of her husband, but still taking care of the people in need. Shirley's had a couple brain surgeries. It also did not slow her down. She did not accept the no of her body. She never stopped. Now, Shirley is of a wise age at this point, where she can't do some of the physical labor that she's always done. But I want you to know, her daughters both tell me that she is weekly making sure that her volunteers that are running the program still today are getting cards, are getting calls, are getting recognition as she thanks them for the work that they are doing. Without excuses, she gets the job done. I want to be in her ranks. Who can I serve today, sweet spirit? Who needs my love today? God makes a way out of no way. And God has used Shirley Grant to make a way out of no way. That's a story that's healing. That's a story and a sermon that needs to be spoken and spoken often. It's a story and a sermon that does not deserve to be walked by, but to sit at the altar in the feet of love's presence and say, how do you do it? I want to do it too. Will you do me a favor? I'm going to turn the microphone over to her now. But I'm honored that in these five stories, that this was the first one God said, put her up there. Thank the presence of the Christ doing business as Shirley Grant.
Thank you. Thank you. From my heart and the heart of all the Red Cross donors and volunteers, we thank each and every one of you for the opportunity to serve our communities and our partners in whatever is needed to be done to help you and to help them. I thank you for this opportunity, and I hope to share more. I have some note points up here. See if I can get through them. To begin with, never take no for an answer. Once you have developed this, she's not going to say no. She's not going to take the answer no from me. She will get out there and prove to everyone that it can be done. Don't quit. Once you start to achieve a point of time, don't stop. Once you started it, you can't stop. You can't go back. You need to finish everything that you start. And don't be afraid to ask for help. We've all had to have help. I couldn't do this by myself. My volunteers are right there beside me. And we can't use our volunteers. We go to the government. Many times I've had to go to social services. Sometimes they don't want to help. But Shirley Grant doesn't take no for an answer. And like I said, don't be afraid to take the first step. Don't be afraid to be the one to step up and say, we need to get this done. Our community needs the help. There's folks here that need help. We have fires. We have tornadoes. We have hurricanes. And where I lived, we had nor'easters. And we had all kinds of storms where we needed help. So I'm not afraid to get on the phone and call somebody and say, we need your help. 9 times out of 10, they're there. Because they know Shirley's not going to go away. And ahead of time, create your partnerships. Know who the people in your community who is willing to help out. And if they don't want to help, shame them. It's okay. Tell them, you need to be there to help us. One thing that's very important to me as well is hold your head up high. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you can do in your community. Something to be very, very proud of. And also, have no regrets. Don't do something, not do something today, and tomorrow you will regret that you didn't do it. So take the time to step out of the box. Take the time to look at what needs to be done. And of course, again, if you need the help, ask for the help. One thing that's very important to me, too, is we need to take care of our volunteers. You have given your time to help people in your community, and we need to tell you thank you for your time and your help. So I will be very grateful for all that you can do for us, what you can do for your community, and I will thank you in the hallways. I will thank you on the streets. I will thank you in the mail. We just sent out a big package of thank you letters to every donor, blood services, as well as people that help out in the field, let's say. I want to stop and think a second, because there's something that I forgot in the last meeting that I want to make sure that I say this time. sickle cell, yes. We have, being in an African-American community, I think you said something about the sickle cell, but it's very important. We have a big drive going on right now that's to collect blood for the sickle cell program. A lot of us don't know what the sickle cell program is, but for African-Americans who have the sickle cell cell, only people that have the cell in their blood can donate through the sickle cell program. So that is also something we need to look at and check it out. Look it up on your computer or your cell phones and see how you can help with the sickle cell program. Again, have respect for yourself, have respect for others, and don't be afraid to step outside of the box. A lot of times we have a box that we put ourselves in, and we say, oh, no, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You can do anything you set your mind to, and once you set your mind to it, don't quit. You can't go back. You have to complete it. I think that's it.
Great. What is the single most important thing that this congregation, if you were to give them the gift of what you've done that is within them, what is the single most important thing for them to know?
I think I find that have respect for yourself, have respect for others, hold your head up high, be very, very proud of who you are. I'm proud of each and every one of you. And I want every one of you to be proud of me. So I set my standards for that site. And be sure to say thank you to the person sitting next to you. Reach over and say thank you for being here today. Thank you for learning about what the Red Cross does. Thank you for knowing that you can also help the Red Cross. You can help your community. You can help your neighbors. You can help the person in the grocery store, but know what's going on in the community. Be very aware of what's going on in your own backyard. And again, I want to say thank you very much. If you see me in the street and you have a problem that you don't have an answer for, it's okay to stop and ask me. If I don't have the answer, I will get the answer. I will find the answers. Okay. I know what I want you to do. I want you to raise your right hand. They're saying, what she's going to get me into. I want you to cross over your body like this. And I want you to pat yourself on the back. And that's many, many thank yous for all that you have done in your community, in your own life, with your neighbors, your friends, your family. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I gotta figure out how to turn it off.
So how many of you thought when she had put your right hand up in the air that you were about to volunteer for a job? That's not her job, that's mine. Right hand in the air, I will live and think of this story, this lady, her life, when the opportunity to serve comes.